The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning on another bright and sunny and cool winter day up here in the great state of Jefferson. I hope everybody's doing okay today. Here with my co-host, Wynn Carpenter. How are we doing today, Wynn?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Yeah, good. Yeah. A little tired, a little sore?
Yeah, just moved.
it's always fun. Yeah. You know, it's one of the reasons that we want to change states, but we don't want to pack the van. It's not fun.
Well, I want Jefferson so badly, but I'm not moving. Yeah. Not happening. Not
exactly.
Right now, anyway.
So, and yeah, lots and lots of stuff to talk about, considering this last Tuesday and the things that went on. And man, the information and the ammunition that has been handed to the state of Jefferson with this recent go-around in the election and the polls and the things.
What happened on Tuesday?
Oh, there was an election. There was a vote.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, there was a big vote.
Oh, dang. Must have missed it.
Did you miss it?
Yeah, no, the college football playoff rankings. But there was an election, too.
Yeah, there was an election. Apparently, most of the media missed it, too.
Yeah, like their polls that they had all accurate, right?
Yeah, you know how amazing? much money people pay to get those polls done?
Yeah.
I wonder how many of them are going, I want my money back.
Exactly.
You owe me. So, yeah, we got a ton of different stuff to talk about, especially what went on in California and the ability to look at the map and the way that people voted. And it's amazing. You look at how people voted. What do you know? There's the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, nice and red.
Yeah, nice and red, and then
crimson.
Here's this blue stuff, and it's virtually identical to the map of California. There was this one county in Jefferson that didn't vote the same way as everybody else. Really weird. Never would have suspected it from Nevada County. But anyways, we do have ourselves our first caller already. And that's going to be Gary Hollihan.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Well, I worked the Jefferson table at the gun show yesterday, and I'm on my way again to start it off this morning. And I'll be listening to you on my portable radio. And a reoccurring question yesterday was, what are people doing about Southern California wants to break away or something like that? How will that affect Jefferson?
It won't.
And
it won't.
So I'm asking you if you'd address that this hour and maybe next hour, so clue some people in what's happening or not happening or what can happen and such. So anyway, thank you very much, and we did have a good election, didn't we?
We did. Thank you, Gary. But to answer your question, it'll only help our cause.
Yes.
If Southern California counties decide to separate from California, it only helps our cause.
It helps to give us the moral high ground.
That's right.
Because a lot of the people that are screaming, let's leave the United States, are the same people that have attacked and insulted us and attacked us simply for wanting to follow the Constitution and asking for a new state, because we have become two people in California. We have become two separate states. We are different. And that's not to say that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just a simply statement of fact. We have become two different people economically, ideologically, culturally. We're different. And that's not to say that their culture and their is bad and ours is better. It's different. And because of the way that our founding fathers set this country up, and they put it into the Constitution that, you know, there is times that things may change and you may need to rearrange the lines drawn on the map, they gave us a process to do that. And it's the process that we've been following for 3 years. And a lot of the people that have attacked us for attempting that legal process are now the ones that want to engage in the illegal process of leaving the union.
Exactly.
So one of their largest arguments is right out the door, you know. And my question is if they leave the union, how are they going to make it without America's money?
Good question.
How are they going to do it?
How are they going to do it? Without the federal money coming into California.
Yeah, without all those federal dollars coming into California, how could they possibly succeed?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. They're going to have to prove that to their constituents, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they better, you know, come up with some stuff and show some people. And what it comes down to is if that is the route that they wish to proceed along and the avenue that they wish to follow, I believe most of the Jefferson counties, all 21 of them, will choose to stay with the union. And a la West Virginia, we will remain with the union and have our separation.
Well, and that's the thing, too. We're not looking to separate from the union.
No, absolutely not.
We want to remain with the union as a separate state.
As a separate state.
Yeah.
We want our own representation.
That's right.
Which we're entitled to also under the Constitution, which has been stolen and removed from us by our brethren in the South.
We want to remain American.
Absolutely.
Because if they choose to break off as Californians, what are they at that point? And what's are they going to be a sovereign union?
I don't know. Can you say President Moonbeam?
No.
Me either.
not happening.
With that, we've got Mark Baird on the phone.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Nice. How are you guys doing this morning?
So good. Far, so good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the secession movement that Southern California would like to go through. And when you look at the county map of the results of the elections, you can see where the sentiments lie, you know, politically in the state. It's pretty quick to see. And when you see the people who are making noise for secession, it's one or two counties in Oregon, those being Salem, the counties that contain Salem and Portland. And it is the counties of Los Angeles primarily and San Bernardino maybe, but I don't think very many people in San Bernardino really want to get away from the union. So it's mainly the coastal counties of Southern California, Los Angeles County and perhaps Santa Barbara County, I'm not sure. But this is a repeat of 1861. In fact, the Democratic Party in 1861 was upset with the election, the legitimate election results, which put Abraham Lincoln in office. And so in 1861, the southern states decided that they were not going to accept the constitutional process, and they left the Union, along with the state of Virginia. The people in West Virginia decided that they wanted to stand with the Union, and so they executed an Article 4, Section 3 state split. And for the second time in the history of this nation, the Democratic Party, in this case in California and Oregon, two counties in Oregon, exactly two counties, want to declare the election null and void and withdraw from the United States of America because they're angry about the process that created our nation. And so we say in the state of Jefferson, good, let them go. But we demand an Article 4, Section 3 state split because we don't want to be painted with the same brush that the people in Southern California are choosing to paint themselves with. We stand with the Union, we stand with liberty, we stand with Constitution. We demand that the state of California allow an Article 4 state split so that we can stand with the United States of America. We invite our brothers and sisters, our friends and neighbors in those parts of Oregon that support the Constitution of the United States to join us in this effort, and that's the vast majority of the territory of Oregon. We accept the election results. We would have accepted them had it gone either way. And if you notice, conservatives were not out in the streets rioting. It's never been conservatives who have wanted to erase the Constitution of the United States. It's always been the progressive socialists and the Democratic Party. It was true in 1860 and 1861. It's true now. And what those people need to do is read a little bit of history to see who the antagonists were then and who the antagonists are now. They're funded by some very powerful people who want to destroy this nation. Yeah. We are not going to allow that for ourselves and our families. And so we demand that the state of California give us an Article 4, Section 3 state split so that we can stand with the United States of America and we can stand for the Constitution that we love so much and that creates the system of government that allows our people to have liberty and freedom.
Amen. Excuse me. Amen, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we will resist leaving the Union. We will not. We comply with that.
Exactly. We don't want to be anything other than American.
Well, what we used to say in the water rights group and what we still say is we will not submit. We will not submit to tyranny. We will not submit to it on the part of Jerry Brown and the liar Kevin DeLeon, who runs the California State Senate. We will not submit to the tyranny that the Socialist Republic of Southern California would like to impose upon us, and by the way, they have enough representation to do so should they wish to try, and we will not submit to any of these things. We demand constitutional republic. We demand it just as the Constitution guarantees it to us in Article 4, that each state shall have a republican form of government. Mm-hmm. We don't have that anymore in California. We have a monoparty. We have a single-party system, just like they had in the old Soviet socialist republics, and we all know how that turned out.
Yes.
So what we need to do, folks, we need to get off our backsides. We need to stand up. We need to contribute to SOJ 51, to the legal case, the 501c4 Jefferson Formation. We need to go out and start making phone calls and writing letters to our legislators. We need to demand an Article 4, Section 3 state split from the state of California, and we're going to have some pretty big announcements coming up soon. We need to finalize some details on those announcements, but they will be coming up soon, and we are going to begin down the road to state split very, very shortly. Concrete steps that we are taking in the state of Jefferson to separate from the monoparty of California and form the 51st state, the first Article 4 state split since 1861, when West Virginia faced exactly the same situation that we face today.
Absolutely. There you go. And I can't wait for it.
Yeah. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
And all right, guys, you have a good day, and thank you for the work you're doing. God bless you.
God bless you, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. And the time has come for 51.
The time has come.
It's been here. It's growing every day, and you know, for what happened on Tuesday, we lost so much more freedom in the state of California in that one simple election,
right?
Overwhelmingly,
yeah.
And I'm not sure a lot of people fully understand or grasp some of the things that were lost with some of the bond measures and some of the things that were started on. You know, even the people that decided to vote to legalize marijuana don't fully understand what they just did.
Right.
They handed over what they wanted as a free and open ability to cultivate, manufacture, process, consume marijuana, and they handed it over to the state. If they had read the fine print in that thing,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be dealing with the state to do what they thought was going to be this free and open thing. And within 5 years, it will be corrupted by big corporations
yep.
that'll be paying off legislators to control it and make money off of it and once again run the little guy into the ground.
They're already paying for it right now because that's how they got it on the ballot and mm-hmm. that's how they did all the commercials for it and everything else. They're paying for all that prep work to get it done and get the voters, you know, thinking, okay, it's a great idea. Let's make it happen. Mm-hmm. People vote for it. And then guess what? They find out, like you said, 5 years down the road, it's like, wait a minute, this is what we signed up for. Too bad. Fine print. You didn't read fine
print. It's what you voted for.
Yeah.
And all it is authorizing several new California agencies
yep.
that are going to be a drain on the economy,
mm-hmm.
that are going to be using people's own tax dollars to remove freedom from them.
Once again.
And it's... You know, we can talk about the ammunition thing, you know, where mm-hmm. you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have a permit, a background check to buy ammunition. And a lot of people didn't read the exact fine print on that. You can no longer, you will not be able to purchase ammunition for a gun that you show that you don't own. Right. If you're not a registered owner of a 22, you can't buy 22 ammunition.
Yeah.
If you're not a registered owner of a 30-06, you're not buying 30-06 ammunition. You can't order ammunition online. You can't bring ammunition in from another state. You can't take your ammunition from California and cross the border to go hunt or go to a gun range or anything else and come back in with the same ammunition because that's no longer California ammunition. It's insane.
That's California. That's California. Jefferson would not be like that, folks. Remember that. All this garbage that we're talking about. It would not be like this.
It's
not even close. It's not going to exist.
Not even close.
Not even. Yeah.
Yeah. Shall not be infringed. Simple.
Hello.
Yeah. What's the gun laws in Jefferson? Shall not be infringed. No. What's the gun laws? Shall not be infringed.
Gun law is hit your target.
Yeah.
Hit your target.
So, with that, we've got Round Mountain Bob, and then after that, we're going to have to get off to our first break. How are we doing this morning, Bob?
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, fellas. Thank you for putting this show on. Look, yesterday I closed out at the gun show here in Reading. And we filled out 30 pages, which is about 150 signatures yesterday at this gun show for the state of Jefferson. And people were saying they couldn't believe that Trump got elected. And now that he's got elected, they said, look, I think Jefferson is going to make this. And they were signing up yesterday, and I hope they do the same today. I know we have plenty to go to Sacramento with, but the people now are really opening up, and they are happy this is happening. So, I don't know, we collected quite a few dollars yesterday for our lawsuit, and I hope this really gets us over the hump and gets us rolling.
Oh, that's a good update, Bob.
Yeah, we're glad to hear it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great to hear for people that have been in the trenches and digging and working and fighting and scraping and doing everything. And to our new supporters, welcome. Grab your spurs, Nancy. We got work to do.
That's right.
With that, we probably better get off to our first break, and we'll see you on the other side.
You bet. You guys have a good one, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Coming to Reading Civic November 19th is Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. Tickets starting at just $39. Get them now before they're sold out. Like their sold-out tour. Call 229-0022. Stop by the box office or check out ReadingCivic.com for tickets today. And if you're big, NPR calls it a vintage filter on today's Top 40. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this new If you've been on YouTube lately, then you're familiar with Everything Old is New Again brilliance of the viral phenomenon known as Postmodern Jukebox. That's November 19th at Reading Civic at 7 p.m. See you at the after party.
The Reading Gun Show this weekend at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. West Coast vendors have made this event a sellout every year. All brands of firearms like SIG, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Colt, Winchester, and much more. Lots of firearm accessories and, of course, a mountain of ammunition. Don't miss out on one of the best gun shows in Northern California at the Holiday Inn Convention Center this weekend only.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Thank you for listening to KCNR, 1460 AM. Community radio for the North State.
Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, we're moving on up, moving on up to the east side. To a deal.
Oh. I don't know. It's weird to think of us as we may be the southern border. Does that mean Trump puts part of his wall here?
Oh, yeah.
I guess that would mean that, huh?
Yeah, we would have a shorter wall.
Yeah?
We'd have a prettier wall, a nicer wall, with a water tap on the end.
Maybe we could just do like a straight wall of redwoods with like one hole in it for the highway.
There you go.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Or we could, yeah, since that's one of the interesting things is as part of the union, when we have our state separation, we'll need to negotiate with California over water rights and making sure they get their own water and stuff. As a foreign nation, we don't have to negotiate bupkis over the water.
We do not.
Nothing. Nope. Nada. You know what? The water supply ends at the moat that's the border.
Yep.
Unless you want to pay. I'm sure we could come up with something.
We'll have a couple meters on there.
We could.
Yeah, we could do that.
What will the Republic of California do without the state of Jefferson's water?
Dry up.
Hmm.
Mediterranean climate, after all. Hello.
I don't know. You know, and what are they going to pay us with? Because they won't have America's money anymore. So what are they going to pay us with? Software out of Silicon Valley?
No, gold.
Gold?
Gold and silver.
Do they have any?
Oh, I'm sure, Jerry has some in his little pocket somewhere.
That's in Jefferson, too. All the mines are in Jefferson. Oh, man. What are they going to do for money?
I don't know.
Marijuana.
That's what they'll do. Marijuana. They'll try to trade us with drugs.
All the good marijuana's in Jefferson, too.
I think they're hosed.
They're hosed. I'm trying not to gloat and not to be kind of a jerk about their whole idea of secession and everything. It's hard not to give back a little bit of what we've had to take for the last three years of the nonsensical, ridiculous arguments.
And that's the thing, too. You know, we've been holding all that stuff in as far as not going there.
Yeah.
But at some point, you got to. You got to go there.
Sometimes it's just like, really? And... You know, if they wanted a separate state, I'd be 100% supportive of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't support them leaving the union.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've gone through the Constitution and the arguments and the different things as a student of history in the Civil War. And, you know, there's a lot of back and forth there about federal rights and states' rights and who's right.
Mm-hmm.
And really the conclusion you come to in the Civil War is everybody was right. Everybody was wrong. For many, many different reasons, but one of the defining factors is the union is inviolate. It is, you're not supposed to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then once they leave, can they come back?
Well, here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand with secession, okay? And they make the argument, well, isn't that what we did from the British Empire, was essentially secede and overthrow the government? But we have a government that is designed and constitutionally enshrined that within the Union, if the government is not working for you, you are allowed to work to reform it and change it to a form that does work for you.
There you go.
That's why the contract exists. If you're not allowed to reform the government and reshape it into a form that is conducive to your posterity, your liberty, your safety, your freedom, that's a whole different argument.
Right.
But those things still exist. Those tools still exist. There is not a violation of the contract that warrants an open fight like that, an open secession. Because if California wants to negotiate and change things, they still have the state power to do that in a lot of ways. The problem that California has is the confines of the Constitution. That's what they're really opposed to. Yeah. It's not the ability to shape and form their own destiny of California. They're doing that. They've been doing that.
Yeah.
The problem is they know that they've been violating the Constitution. They've been operating outside the bounds of the contracts. They're the ones that have been in violation
right.
of the contract, and they know that it's about time to pay the piper.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get out the door before they have to, you know, it's like that Lynyrd Skynyrd song, "Give me three steps, mister, give me three steps towards the door,"
yep,
because
yep.
they know it's coming.
Yep.
So it's a different thing than if they were saying, hey, look, we want to get rid of the North, we don't agree, you know, We want to do these different things. It's the secession of it from the Union is an entirely different argument. And it's an argument that I could find some support from if they had exhausted all of their other options. If they could prove that they were no longer able to shape their own destiny, that they were no longer able to protect their own liberty. But the problem is they're the ones that are violating it in the first place.
Right.
The Constitution isn't violating it. The Union's not violating it. They're violating themselves and blaming somebody else.
Well, I think one of the big benefits for California separating and then Jefferson staying with the Union, in a nutshell, Jefferson separating from California, they can take our debt. They can keep our debt. We'd start off greener from the get-go. We would have no obligation to them at that point. Mm-hmm. So how do they want to do that? If we go through the process as Californians and it separates, does that, and then we have the process of Jefferson going on simultaneously or even beforehand, do we separate without the debt?
What assets does, I would actually think that California would owe us money. Number one, because the debt, okay, if we incur the debt, all of the assets are ours. Those were purchased in good faith with American taxpayer money. Those are American taxpayer and more specifically California taxpayers' assets. They are not the assets of a new nation. Those are ours.
So then those would stay with Jefferson, so all the California assets?
That would be my understanding of the law.
So then they'd have to pay us off for our state.
They weren't purchased with the Republic of California's taxpayer revenue, was it?
No.
No.
Oh,
it was purchased with taxpayer
revenue. Even better twist to it than I thought.
they can go that route. Go right ahead.
Interesting.
We can make a great many arguments.
And we'll have the Union on our side.
Yes, we will.
Hmm.
So I don't think they've really thought it out all that greatly. Of course, they never have. I mean, look at California. If they thought about anything, we wouldn't be in three-quarters of the mess that we are now.
Right.
So, but that's the distinctive difference is they are, in fact, the ones that are causing harm. If you are Southern California, how can you make the case that the United States has caused you harm? Where?
Yeah, you're right.
Where has the Constitution of the United States caused you harm? Has there been harm caused? Absolutely. We're a prime example of the harm that's been caused by the government of California.
Yeah.
They haven't thought it out at all.
No.
So, we got somebody in here going off about California. I don't even want to go there. who came up with that? Yeah, I mean, literally, well, when they're sitting around talking about ballots, and somebody said, hey, I want to make sure porn stars wear condoms, why didn't somebody say, Steve, shut up and sit down? Really? That made that to the ballot?
Somebody's getting money for all that garbage, and that's why it's on there. That's why we have all these idiotic things.
Well, who brought that law?
Things.
Trojan?
I don't know. Who knows?
The nonsensical nature of it is just – and the plastic bag, man, there's another prime example.
I know. It was funny. Yesterday I went into Holiday Market, and three kids were in line to get some stuff, and the gal says, "Do you want to buy the bags?" And I said – what do you mean by the bags? Kids, young kids, mm-hmm. Underage. And no, but I need to carry this stuff. And one kid had a t-shirt. He said, okay. So he just kind of grabbed the bottom of his t-shirt, used it like a little kangaroo pouch, and put his four items in there and walked out the door. So the second one was like, I'll do the same thing he did. There so all go. Three of them carried it. That's how those three kids were out dealing with the state of California. Yeah. They were saving themselves 10 cents by, you know, putting it in their t-shirt. I thought, you guys are pretty smart. Those are our future leaders, are finding other ways to do things.
Yeah. And that's what they fail to do in California is the fundamental understanding is you're not going to stop anything.
Yeah.
You're not going to – you can impair it. That's about it. People will find a way.
They always do.
We always have. We always will.
Yeah.
It just – you know, it finally reaches a point where – we're done dealing with it. Mm-hmm. We're done finding a way around it. Now we're going to find a way through it.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the prime thing for State of Jefferson, as Mark brought up a little bit earlier in the program. We've got some pretty big announcements coming our way. I'm ecstatic. I'm excited.
I'm tickled pink.
I've probably,
it's all good stuff. Very good stuff.
You know, I've probably got some party favors that I've been holding on to, waiting for the day. Very excited about it. And to watch us grow stronger and stronger, and that's all that this election did, mm-hmm. is grow stronger, and to the point that California is now like a snake biting itself.
Yeah.
They're helping us. Every action they take, every law that they're passing, everything that comes out of their mouth. The statement by Senator Pro Tem, Senator De Leon, my favorite, the Wig. The Wig, made the statement that I woke up this morning feeling like a stranger in a strange land, and I no longer belong here. It is obvious that the government of the United States and the will of the people of the United States is no longer conducive to the people of California. Therefore, we must have separation. That's our argument that you laughed in our face about. Moron.
That's exactly what we've been professing for the last couple of years. Hello. Yeah.
And, you know, the insults and the taunts from some of our legislators, they're now making the same argument that we've been making for 3 years.
And telling us that we were lunatics and tinfoil-wearing hat folks, yeah.
Yeah, you just made the same argument we made 3 years ago, so stick that under your wig and wear it around for a while, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, now they'll claim it was their idea.
Of course.
They can claim it as their idea. As long as we get the State of Jefferson, they can take credit for it.
There you go.
I don't care.
Oh, so. It's amazing that, you know, they're going to be coming to that reality that we've been living and been fighting for, and we've got 21 declarations signed on from citizens of the respective counties. Mm-hmm. All 21 declarations have been submitted to the state of California for that very purpose, mm-hmm. to separate from the state of California. And then we are working behind the scenes on the other stuff that are going on, that has to go on, in order to make sure that we have as peaceful and clean a transition as possible.
Yeah.
Plus which, before that, the lawsuit that we have to file against the state of California for lack of representation and dilution of vote.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's all it is. And people, once you get into the understanding of what's really going on and seeing what we're doing, it makes sense. And everything that California has done to you as a sovereign citizen of this state is only validated by everything we say daily.
As far as I'm concerned, the state of California owes me a debt.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm okay. I will erase that debt if you go away and give me my freedom.
That's right.
It's a fair trade.
Fair trade.
Fair trade.
Fair trade.
So with that, we've got Andrew and Bernie.
Good morning,
and
Andrew.
And then we're going to have to get off to our break.
Morning. Hey, I understand that the soup line recipients that need EBT card people don't have to pay for the bags. Is that true? I think it was on the original language. And then we put it up to the people to vote, of course. They are the electorate. Yeah, that's why we lost it. I believe, if you have EBT cards or food stamps, we used to call it, they don't have to pay for the bags.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
A lot.
I will have to take a look into that. I hadn't heard that.
Maybe to me, that's the language was a couple years ago, and then we were able to stall it by putting it on the ballot.
Huh, but
that was original language. Anyway, I used the produce. I was in Safeway the other yesterday. I got a couple cans of this. I'm going through the produce section. I go, hey. So I doubled up a few cans of this and a few produce bags and walked out with one armload full without the dime. Anyway, I can't help myself.
See? These guys are creative.
People will find a way.
But you know what? You know, unintended consequences. And Chico started this quite some time ago. I quit shopping down there. I'm on the road working all the time. But I would not shop in Chico expressly for that reason. People, we had a conversation in the store on Friday afternoon when this just took place. And we had a Jefferson meeting right there in the middle of the store in town, and it was everybody was chiming in and upset. So I think we may have a groundswell. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Andrew. That's good to hear.
And we have seen a massive uptick in internet traffic and you know, the hits to the pages and things. And good.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. We've got some good stuff out there. And if you're interested in what's really going on with Jefferson for Shasta County, we have our meetings. We have a meeting in Redding on Monday nights, and it's at 5:30. It lasts about a half hour or so, depending on the content of the information going on, prior to the Patriot meeting that starts at 6. And we're held at 3276 Pacelli Lane, and it's in the old Vineyard Church, which is now the Eagle's Nest Church facility. We use their facility. We rent it from them so we can accommodate the number of bodies that we have coming to attend the meetings. Great little facility. Come and find out what's going on. Ask questions, get answers, and learn what's going on and seeing what we're doing and how we're doing it. That's the only way you're going to get informed, truly. I mean, you can hear things here and there, but if you come and see what's going on and actually be in the presence of the rest of us that are actually doing the work and whatnot, for Jefferson, for Shasta County, and a great many of our folks do work in other counties as well. So we do that here in Redding. Also, up in Bernie and Fall River area, they have meetings up there once in a while as well. So you have to be posted on the email list in those areas so you can go to those meetings as well. But we invite everybody to come and attend. And if you're in neighboring counties, if you know somebody in, say, any of the other counties, or if you're in those other counties, look on the SOJ51.net website. Find out who their contact is for that specific county. Give them a call, find out what they're doing, when their meetings are, and go show up there if you want to do that as well. We encourage that. We do cross-pollination all the time. We do it daily. It's critical that we do it. So we know a great many people throughout all the counties, and it's a wonderful thing to do because you're finding out that you have brothers and sisters in Liberty that are out there fighting for the exact same thing that you're fighting for, and they will answer your questions and get you going. So please step up and make it happen.
Yep. And before we get off to our break, I have two quick things. We have a suggestion in the chat room. When you go to get your groceries, demand they give you a box.
Like they do at Costco.
Like they do at Costco.
There you go.
And then the other thing is that I've been thinking about very hard is I'm trying to figure out how much private money and how much money the Democratic Party is going to funnel into Keep It California to fight the CalExit movement.
That'll be interesting.
That should be interesting. With that, we'll get off to our break. If you need to give us a call or want to give us a call, this is KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio for the North State, and you can get us at 530-605-4567.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Join us Friday, December 2nd for a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Overtime. Whiskey tastings and food pairing along with a cigar demonstration. The Jefferson Pike Band of Shasta County will be performing after 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts. They are on their way to the world's first pipe band championships in Glasgow, Scotland. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pike Band. Tickets are only $55. Free valet. Must be 21 to attend. For more information, visit jeffersonpikeband.org or windriver.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Nothing to get you ramped up like a little AC/DC. Just can't help it.
There you go.
Oh, yep. Interesting times and interesting things. And I can't wait for some of these announcements and some of these things because, in all honesty, we're done. We've offered to sit and talk. We've offered to negotiate. We've offered to educate. We've offered to sit across the table and have some kind of discussion, something, anything, just to be slapped down time again and time and again and time and again, and we're done.
Yeah.
We're done. No more.
No more.
We are not going to submit. We're not going to comply. You want to get into a fight about it, fine. You're a bunch of wussies. We're not scared of you.
We're not going to protest. We'll just...
Yeah, we're over it.
We'll take care of business.
Yeah, it's... We're leaving. And like we told you in the beginning, we're not asking permission. And the way that your behavior has been the last couple of days proves exactly why we don't need your permission for anything.
There you go.
You've made our case for us once and for all. You've sealed the deal. Thank you once again, State of California, for doing a lot of the work for us. Because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be where we are now. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for you, we probably never would have started. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have been wildly, insanely, incredibly successful as we have been. If it wasn't for the State of California, there wouldn't be 21 counties that are just itching and chomping at the bit to be rid of you. So thank you, California. Thank you for all that you have done to make sure that we are going to be a free and sovereign people. It truly is appreciated from the depths of our hearts. Thank you for everything that you've done. Now we need to get out of here before you do any more.
And to ensure that, to help with the legal case, if you choose to donate, which we hope you do, there are a couple ways to do it. You can go to the SOJ51.net website, and on the upper right-hand corner, there's a donation button. And you can go into PayPal and set up an account electronically there and donate that way if you'd like. And you can do it a one-time deal. You can do it a reoccurring deal, however you want to do it. And it goes directly to the SOJ 51 formation or SOJ formation account. So for the and it's only going to be used for the legal fees. And then if you don't want to do it on the website and you just want to mail in a check or a cashier's check or what have you, you can mail it to P.O. Box 751 Palisedro, P-A-L-O-C-D-R-O, C-E-D-R-O, California, 96073. And we put the checks in the bank and watch the fund grow so we can pay for our sovereignty and get everything done, because we do have costs with that, and it is specifically for the legal fees. That's all the money's used for. It's just for the legal fees, because we got to pay these lawyers to get us out from under this mess. Mm-hmm. So bright guys are willing to do it, and they're helping us along, and they've been giving us a lot of free time right now, pro bono work. But the time is getting near where we're going to have to start paying for this stuff. And we want to make sure that we are ready to do that and we don't come short.
Well, the thing that I think, too, and why California may be successful in departing the union is nobody would care.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how many people in the United States would be, no, we've got to preserve the union? How many would be like, oh, it's California, thank God. Yeah. Be rid of them.
The land of fruits and nuts and flakes and whatever else you want to call it. Yeah.
Let's be rid of them.
Yeah, that's true. A good many people are probably just like, you're absolutely right, washing their hands of it.
Yeah, so the question is, California, are you throwing a temper tantrum and nobody's paying attention to you? Or are you serious? And I don't think anybody gives a damn if you leave.
There you go.
But we're not going with you.
No, we're not going.
No.
You're divorcing us. Okay.
Go and get... So, interesting times. Interesting times. And it's not just the nonsense of the elections that we've had to face. You know, people are still processing the hundreds of laws that were passed by our legislature at the close of session. You know, it's taking us longer to figure out what they passed than it took for them to pass them.
Isn't that amazing?
They don't even know what they passed.
No, and that's the scariest part of all.
Do they really measure their success by how much law they pass, how much legislation they pass? Do they get a bonus from Monsanto if they pass extra?
I'm sure they do.
You know, does Pfizer give them a fish free frisian trip to Mexico for every law? I mean, how does it work? I'm kind of curious.
It's all corrupt. No matter how you look at it, it's all corrupt.
Yeah, and that ends.
And with Jefferson, you know, with our legislators, they're going to have the opportunity to make one law a year, and it better be good.
Yeah.
And if it's not good, guess what? It doesn't pass. And it's going to be put out to the public for review on the website, on the state website, and then on that legislator's website, so that the public, their constituents, can look at it, and they can call them up and say,
hey, Joe or Sally, whoever they may be, mm-hmm. guess what? You're not going to do this. This and, ain't happening on our watch.
And the law will deal with one thing.
One thing at a time.
One thing at a time. None of these riders, none of these pork things.
Nope.
None of we're going to slip in four other pieces of legislation under this this title. And more than likely, the length that it has to be in public viewing is going to be in accordance with the size of the law. Mm-hmm. You know, 10 days for every page. Two-page law, 20 days of public viewing before it goes anywhere.
Yeah.
3 pages, that's a month.
Yeah.
You know, because people need time to research it and understand it.
And digest it. Yeah, truly understand what they're voting against or for.
And on the federal level, how would you like to have a voice again on the federal level? Because mm-hmm. the state of Jefferson, we would have 4 to 5 electoral votes, depending on how it shakes out.
Right.
Okay. And then if we get the Southern Oregon counties, which has probably become an even greater possibility now through this election, that's another 3 to 4. Okay, so we're looking at 7 to 9 electoral votes. But what you have to remember mm-hmm. is that's a 14 to 18 point swing because that's 14 to 18 points less than California and Oregon has.
That's right.
That's a pretty powerful argument.
There you go. And of course, keeping in mind that once Jefferson is created, separating from California, and we have our sovereign state, then if the Oregon counties want to separate from Oregon and become their own, they have to do the same thing. And then if we elect to combine our two states, which would be the southern part of Oregon and the northern, which would mm-hmm. be Jefferson of California, if we elect to do that, then we combine them. But both counties in the respective states have to do their own state separation according to their state. Mm-hmm. So that has to happen first. And that's the only way it's going to work. So keep that in mind, folks, so we don't get all confused about, oh, yeah, we're just bringing them all together at once. We're not. We can't.
And if we get Oregon and California, I figured out a new state motto. Jefferson, we bring the wood.
Okay.
It'd work.
Yeah. All the redwoods. And, yeah,
yeah we've got the big ones. We've got the timber stocks.
There you go.
So, you know, especially if we're talking from like Roseburg all the way down the eastern slope and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would love to see the Southern Oregon counties part of us one day. But as you said, they've got to go through their own process.
Yeah.
Everything has to be done legal. They've got work to do. You know, because they have to go through dotting every I, crossing every T, checking off every box, exhausting every probability, you know, just as we've done.
It's not going to be easy, but it can be done.
It can be done. We've done it.
We're doing it. Yep.
We're doing it. We've gotten there. You know, as we've said several times on this show, we've gone into processes knowing that they were failing, that they were going to fail, that there was no probability of a good outcome. But again, we've got to check that box. We've got to cross that I. We've got to show we have done everything to negotiate, to talk, to sit down, to compromise, to come to kind of some reform, to broach some situation where our voice is being heard.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we have followed the process, it has been deaf ears from our representatives.
Yes, sir.
Every time.
Every single time. And that's part of the process. We knew that. We knew it going in, and we known it the whole time we're doing it. And it's frustrating us all get out, and we want it as badly, if not more so, than a lot of you folks that are out there listening, because we've been working in these trenches for so long and getting hammered in negative ways, totally hammered. But do you know what? That's part of the process, and we're willing to take that on so that we can have our sovereign mm-hmm. state. We're willing to do that. And we put ourselves out there, and we put ourselves out there financially. We put ourselves out there, you know, publicly. I mean,
physically,
mentally, yeah, and
spiritually.
And we sacrifice our family time to do it. I mean, we're away from our families when we could be home with family and enjoying freedom.
Yeah, my Raiders are winning for the first time in 15 years. I'd love to be at home watching a football game, but this is more important.
There you go.
So, all right, until next week, State of Jefferson. Put a big smile on it, because here we come.
Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds. It's coming your way next on KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I am Michael Harrington.
President-elect Donald Trump is busy considering cabinet nominees and members of his transition team today. His senior advisor is Kellyanne Conway.
The major criteria will be people who are qualified and capable of doing the job they're asked to do, and also are they loyal to him and to the agenda that he's put forward. But he's taken the counsel of many different people, including those who have done this before.
Elsewhere, Trump tells CBS TV's 60 Minutes that while social media helped him a lot on the campaign, he'll probably use Twitter less once he's in office. A powerful magnitude 7.8 earthquake struck New Zealand's South Island early today. The quake struck just after midnight in an area close to the city of Christchurch, but appears to have been felt more strongly in the capital, Wellington. No deaths or serious injuries are reported. The quake was followed by a number of strong aftershocks and a mild tsunami. No Pacific-wide tsunami.